Chapter 17, text 20. Dātavyam iti yadānam dīyate nupakārane deshe kāle ca patre ca tad-dānam sattvikam smṛtam dātavyam worth giving.
Worth giving.
Iti. Thus.
Thus.
Yat.
Yat.
That which.
That which.
Danam.
Danam.
Charity.
Charity.
Diyate.
Diyate.
Is given.
Is given.
Anupakarane.
Anupakarane.
Irrespective of return.
Deshe,
deshe, in a proper place,
in proper place.
Kale,
kale,
at a proper time,
in proper time.
Cha,
cha,
also,
also.
Patre,
patre,
to a suitable person,
to a suitable person.
Cha,
cha,
and
tat,
tat,
that.
Dānam,
dānam,
charity,
charity.
Sattvikam,
sattvikam,
in the mode of goodness,
in the mode of goodness.
Smṛtam,
smṛtam,
is considered,
is considered.
Charity given out of duty, without expectation of return, at the proper time and place, and to a worthy person, is considered to be in the mode of goodness. Purport. In the Vedic literature, charity given to a person engaged in spiritual activities is recommended. There's no recommendation for giving charity indiscriminately. Spiritual perfection is always a consideration. Therefore, charity is recommended to be given at a place of pilgrimage and at a lunar or solar eclipse, or at the end of the month, or to a qualified Brahmin, or a Vaishnav devotee, or in temples. Such charities should be given without any consideration of return. Charity to the poor is sometimes given out of compassion, but if a poor man is not worth giving charity to, then there is no spiritual advancement. In other words, indiscriminate charity is not recommended in the Vedic literature. Om Jnana Timirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Tadhati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Patakamalam, Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupam Sagrajatam, Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Stam Sajivam, Satvaitam Savadhutam, Prajana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Padam, Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitam Shah. E Krishna Karuna Sindha Dina Vandha Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vansha Kalpitarubhyascha Kripasindho Pyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. if you put it here, I'll put the book on it instead. That's more important than the water.
I can't take it.
Yeah, that's good. This gives you. Thank you very much. In this section of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna has been discussing various activities or characteristics in the three qualities or modes of material nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. Determination, intelligence, charity, austerity, many different items are being considered. Because the results are different. If I have determination in goodness, it will be different from determination in passion or determination in ignorance. If I have intelligence in goodness, it will be different. The outcome will be different from intelligence in passion or ignorance. Just like colors, if you add more red, that's different from adding more yellow or more blue. So the different, so here charity is described. And charity also can be performed in goodness, in passion, or in ignorance. So first goodness is described. Yes. Anishtam, ishtam, mishram cha. Oh yes, thank you, I forgot to ask. Please turn off your mobiles. Mobile check, all the mobiles. They say, unless you're expecting to be called by God. You like that? Okay. The first consideration is dātavyam. Dātavyam means it ought to be given. It deserves to be given. It should be given. In other words, it's a duty. Why am I giving charity? Because it's my duty to give charity. Just the kings, for example. Someone would approach the king for charity. The king, it's my duty. He doesn't consider how it'll look, what will people think, what I'd like to do with the money. It's my duty. It's my duty. When we go to a temple, it's my duty. I must give something to the deity. It's not any other consideration. If I'm in the mode of goodness, in the mode of goodness, I think, I must give something to the deity. It's my duty. Maybe big, it may be small, but I've come to the temple, I must give something. That's the statement of the Shastras. One should know what one's duty is from the Shastra. Shastra pramanante karya karya vyavasthi. So Shastra is telling me, so it's my duty, I must give. Dātavyam. A person in knowledge, goodness means knowledge. So this is knowledge, that according to Shastra, at such and such place, at such and such time, I should give something. Dātavyam miti yad dānam. Diyate, anupakarane, not what am I going to get out of it. That's for the person in passion. What will it get me? He's always in profit calculation. If I give charity, what will I get back? That will be described in the next verse. But in the mode of goodness, there's no such consideration. It's my duty, that's all. Anupakarane. Deshe kale cha patre cha. Desha means the place. Kala means the time. And patra means the recipient. So I should consider, is this the proper place? There are places where charity should be given. The holy places, the temples, these are places where one should give charity. Desha and Kala. There are specific times that are mentioned also, specific occasions when one should give charity on such and such occasion. On one's birthday, we think, you know, sit there and wait for presents. But it's my duty, I should give something. Krishna, today is your birthday, so we have to give some charity to the Brahmins. Yashoda Mai is telling. On the full moon day, that's a suitable time for charity. Different solar eclipses, lunar eclipses, the completion of sacrifices. Sacrifice is not complete unless charity is distributed. Mantrihinam. Vidhihinam ashushtanam mantrihinam adakshinam. If there's a charity, if there's a sacrifice, but it's performed not according to the rules and regulations, vidhihinam, mantrihinam, without ashushtanam, without distribution of prasad, mantrahinam, without proper chanting of mantras, and adakshinam, without giving of charity to the priests. And that's a sacrifice in ignorance. So when completing a sacrifice, I should give charity. And patre, to the suitable persons. The suitable persons, Prabhupada mentions, the qualified Brahmins, the Vaishnavas. They're especially the persons to whom charity should be given. Because they don't work, the Brahmanas. In the Vedic society, it was arranged, the Vaishyas are making money, but the Brahmins aren't making money. They are giving service to the society without taking a salary. They're giving knowledge, just like the teachers. There wasn't a teacher's union. No, we give knowledge. It's our duty. And the householders especially give charity because the teachers are suitable persons to receive charity. Kings would not receive charity. They'd never take charity. That's degradation for a king to receive charity. He has to give charity. So patre, suitable persons, a suitable time, suitable person, suitable place. This is all charity in the mode of goodness. Yattu pratyupakarartam palam uddishyava punaha diyate cha pariklishtam taddanam rajasam smritam. But charity performed with the expectation of some return, with a desire for fruitive results, or in a grudging mood, is said to be charity in the mode of passion. Charity is sometimes performed for elevation to the heavenly kingdom, and sometimes with great trouble, and with repentance afterwards. Why have I spent so much in this way? Charity is also sometimes given under some obligation, at the request of a superior. These kinds of charity are said to be given in the mode of passion. There are many charitable foundations which offer their gifts to institutions where sense gratification goes on. Such charities are not recommended in the Vedic scripture. Only charity in the mode of goodness is recommended. Well, this is typical of passion in all the different departments. What am I going to get out of it? What will it get me? Giving charity, but thinking about what he's going to get back. I'll save this much on my taxes. In America, at least, if you give to charity, you can deduct that much from your taxes. So they're calculating. If I give this much to charity, I'll save this much on tax. I'll come out ahead. Or he's thinking in terms of fame and reputation. Therefore, we see so many charitable gifts given, announcing as a permanent memorial to the giver. The John and Louisa such and such library, 80-point type. Naming opportunities. You have the opportunity to give this much. If you give this much, you get your name on the building. If you give this much, you get your name on the plaque. If you give this much, you get this much. You get this back. You get to attend the awards ceremony. You get to attend certain member exclusive events. So people are giving charity, so they'll get their name in lights, for fame, for honor. That's charity and passion. Again, they're thinking about their own sense gratification in the form of fame, prestige, or just straight out financial gain. Or they're thinking, we'll give charity to the community, it'll be good for business. You see, for every dollar that you spend here, we give, every $100 you spend here, we give $1 to plant trees or whatever it is. That means they don't care that much about the tree, they care about your $100 worth of business. It's good for business. That's impassioned also. Or because I'm under some obligation, I have to do it because such and such will be very unhappy if I don't do it. Or I'm standing in line for... come on. I'm standing in line for inheritance, and if I want that inheritance, then I have to show that I'm giving so much. Or he's running for office. He plans to run for office, so he wants to be seen as a good guy, charitable. So many different ways. Calculating. What am I going to get out of it? And sometimes in a grudging mood. How is that said? Pariklishtam. Guess I got to. Where do I sign? And then later he's thinking, oh man, why did I, somehow he got me to give 3,000. I really only wanted to give 2,500. All right, what the hell? Grudgingly. Or he's thinking that by giving this charity, I'm paving my way to a better next life, to heaven, where I'll enjoy among the angels or whatever I'm going to enjoy, whoever I'll enjoy among. Because I'm giving charity, it comes back to me. This is in passion also. It's there in all different communities. It's not a question of Hinduism or Christianity or Islam, all of them recommend charity. But there's charity, you go to any religious community. Some are giving, it's my duty. And some are giving, it's good business. So some are influenced by goodness, some are influenced by passion. Adesha, Kale, Yaddanam, Apatre Vyaschadiyate, Asatkritam, Avagyatam, Tatamasam Udharitam. Adesha means at an unsuitable, impure place, Akale, an unsuitable time, Yaddanam, that charity which is given, Apatrebya, to an unsuitable person. Diyate to diyate, asatkritam, insultingly, without respect, avagyatam, without proper attention, tattamasam udahritam, that said to be in the mode of ignorance. Purport, contributions for indulgence in intoxication and gambling are not encouraged here. That sort of contribution is in the mode of ignorance. Such charity is not beneficial. Rather, sinful persons are encouraged. Similarly, if a person gives charity to a suitable person, but without respect and without attention, that sort of charity is also said to be in the mode of darkness. Prabhupada gave the example of charity in ignorance that one boy had cholera, and so the doctor ordered that he should fast. And parents went out for some brief time. While they were out, the boy said to his brother, "I'm so hungry, couldn't you just give me a little cake?" The brother thought, "Well, why not? He's my brother." But the result was that he got more sick, and when the parents got home, they beat the older brother like anything. Because it was given in ignorance. It was given in ignorance. That maybe you thought you were doing good, but you didn't know what you were doing. That you caused more trouble. Charity in ignorance. The charity given to, and now people are charitable, they're giving for abortion clinics. They're giving for spreading the distribution of what's the proper word? Word just disappeared. Stuff contraceptives. Simple word. For distribution of contraceptives, they're giving charity. And it's foolishness. Even I saw some article that New York City school system, they had so many teenagers getting pregnant, so they thought, this is not very good. We have to increase the sex education and distribute contraceptives, make the contraceptives available to the kids and, you know, teach them how to use them. So what happened? The pregnancy went up. Because what you're doing really isn't, you know, the more sex, the more pregnancy. So you're encouraging that. So you're thinking you're doing something good, but you're making things worse. So that's charity of ignorance. Charity given to an unsuitable person, giving money to the drunkards. What are they going to do with it? They'll buy more booze with it, and you're responsible. You're implicated because you're the donor. You're the fund. You're giving funding for that. You're responsible. An unsuitable person, unsuitable place. Impure p- places, simply giving charity. Unsuitable time. Just and grudgingly, not grudgingly, that's passion, without it, without respect. Here, throw the bum a dime. No respect for the person, just giving. You know he's a bum, but you're giving money because that's what you do. You're a fool. He's a fool and you're a fool. Well, that's not that kind of charity. Charity should be given to the most deserving persons who use it for the best purpose. Money is given to the Brahmins. Money is given to the Vaishnavas. They'll use it for the best purpose. And you give it to the most unqualified, impure, unfit persons. What will they use it for? So the charity should be given according to the Vedic direction, to the right person, the right place, at the right time, without consideration of return. The best charity, Prabhupada said, is to give for Krishna consciousness. Give for spreading Krishna consciousness. People are giving charity for some temporary benefit. Even if they're not thinking about getting something for themselves, they're thinking about doing something for society. But their thinking is in terms of this body. Bodily welfare work. Build a hospital. Build a chicken farm. Distribute clothing. Distribute food. Do medical research. It's all very nice. But none of it solves the actual problem. You build the hospital, you solve somebody's disease, but you don't stop disease. One person gets relief in order to be afflicted with the next problem. The hospitals don't solve the problems of life. The shelters for the homeless don't solve the real problems of life. Therefore, we don't find that Jesus Christ came and opened hospitals, or that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and opened hospitals. How many hospitals did he open? How many charitable dispensaries? Shankaracharya, how many hospitals? Bhutta, Muhammad. They had more important work to do because they recognized that these are not going to the root problem. The root problem is our forgetfulness of Krishna. Anarto pasamam shakshad bhakti yogamat hokshaja. These miseries are superfluous to us. We only have these problems because we have this body. The disease, the old age, the poverty, whatever it is, because I have this body. I have this body because I'm a conditioned soul in the material world. And I'm in this material world because I've turned away from Krishna. Therefore, Maya is slapping me. Maya is slapping me because I've turned away since time immemorial from Krishna. I'm trying to enjoy this material world. So, simply making this world a better place is not possible. And in any case, is useless. It's not possible in the Bible. Some incident was there that one lady purchased one very expensive ointment. And she's anointing the feet of Jesus Christ. And some envious person, maybe it was Judas Iscariot. Now this ointment could have been sold and the money could have been used for the poor. Jesus said, the poor you'll always have with you. I'm only with you for a few days. The poor you'll always have. That's a fact. Back in those days, there were poor people. Now, there are poor people. Come back 1,000 years from now, there'll be poor people. The poor you'll always have. In America, during President Kennedy's time, we had a war on poverty. And poverty won. There was some, really it was kind of a bogus charity about 30 years back, the Hunger Project, it was called, to wipe out hunger in our lifetime. Well, you know in advance that's not going to happen. Because according to the law of karma, someone has to be hungry. On account of his previous activities, unavoidably, he must be hungry, no matter what. No matter how much money you spend, what kind of project you start, somebody must be hungry on account of his karma. Even rich men sometimes, they can't eat on account of their karma. Although they have so much money, they have to go hungry. It's not simply throwing money at something. Throw money at the miseries of material existence and they'll go away. Doesn't work like that. You solve one misery, another misery crops up. Or you put it out the fire here, the fire goes up there. Because that's the nature of the material world. You can't stop the material world. It's certified, dukkhale amashashvata. It's a place where everything is temporary and which is a miserable place. Nityamasukam lokam. You can't just spend money and make it sukhalaya, a nice, happy place. It won't work. Under illusion. Prabhupada gave the example how we improve life. There's someone, man who's pulling a boat through a canal. In India, sometimes there's a narrow canal and the boat is simply pulled through. The rope is put on the bow of the boat and there's someone walking on the shore and he walks down the path and pulls the boat and goes from one side to the other. So someone is pulling the boat and he's thinking that if I ever become rich, I'll line the side of the canal with pillows. And while pulling the boat, my feet will be comfortable. He doesn't think that if I become a rich man, why will I pull this boat? We're thinking that way, that how to make life more comfortable. That means, or Prabhupada gives the other example, going from a third-class prison cell to the first-class prison cell. It's prison. We're thinking, no, if I could have the first-class cell there in gold shackles. Here I'm only wearing iron shackles. What's the difference? So making this world a better world, it's not going to be materially a better world. Now you spend so much money and it causes more problems one way or the other. Or it doesn't stop the problem. The advanced societies, Sweden, so you have so much money, you're spending this way and that. But it doesn't mean that everyone's more happy in Sweden than in Bangladesh. I think they did some studies and found out that people were happier in Bangladesh than in Sweden.
Even though they're poor.
Yeah, even though they're poor. Not that because we have so much money, big hospitals, social welfare programs, education, therefore we're more happy. No. Doesn't work like that. Instead, we have more suicides. Right? Very high suicide rate, I think, in Sweden. doesn't work that way. So real charity is not under illusion to try to make this a wonderful world. Real charity is to get people out of this world. Prabhupada gave the example. You go to see some wealthy man. You meet the man, you meet his wife, you meet his son. Then sometime later, you're driving in your car on the street, and the son comes up to you all like dressed like an urchin and tapping on your window, begging for food. So if you roll down your window and give him some food, is that a very charitable act? Are you a good guy now that you're giving him food out of compassion? It's misdirected charity. Real thing is to say, well, wait a second, I know you. You're the son of Mr. Such and Such. Get in this car. And you bring him back to his father, and all of his problems will be solved. The father will see to his food, to his mental state, to his clothing, to his residence, everything. And if you simply roll down your window and give him some food or give him some money, still he'll have the same problem tomorrow. You're not doing anything. Maybe perpetuating the problem, that's all. So one has to know what real charity is. Real charity is to spread Krishna consciousness. Namo Mahavaranyaya. Rupa Goswami glorified Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He didn't say, "Ah, oh, you're the stingiest man. You're not opening any hospitals. What are you doing to feed people? What are you doing about the homeless?" No. Mahabharanyavata, you're the most generous person. Why? Krishna prema pradayate. You're liberally distributing love of Krishna. You're liberally distributing. So you're the most generous person. That's the real charity. That's the real need of human society. Giving knowledge. The Krishna consciousness movement is distributing books of spiritual knowledge by which people can get free from miserable life permanently. It's the greatest charity. People say, "What are you doing to help human society?" Oh, we're feeding hungry people. No, that's not what we're doing. That's not our mission, to feed hungry people, to provide for the homeless. There's so many charitable organizations for that. Red Cross, the Green Crescent, that. That's not. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that the person who's simply ringing the bell in the temple is doing more than the person who's opening hundreds of hospitals, feeding thousands of people. Because the Krishna consciousness movement is the great need. What are you doing? We're feeding hungry people. No. How many hungry people does Harvard University feed? Do people go and ask them at Harvard University, "How many people are you feeding?" No. They're giving knowledge. Everybody says, "Oh, Harvard University." Nobody says, "Oh, but you're not giving blankets to the homeless." It's not their job. So their job is giving mundane knowledge. And still, it's considered, "Oh, great." But our job is to give knowledge that's so much more valuable. We're giving knowledge that your Harvard education is useless. You spend so much money and so many years getting your degree, learning so much, and you remain a conditioned soul. So your career is a success and your life is a failure. So this is the real charity. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most charitable person. Well, the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should be charitable. They should distribute this Krishna consciousness, Garidako Tarikao Krishna Pradesh, everywhere. Distribute these books, distribute Krishna consciousness, pradayate, very liberally. That's the best charity. Any questions?
I have heard that you give some charity to some Jehovah's Witness by inviting them to a hot debate. So can you share with us some...
I can't charity to Jehovah's I don't remember. Jehovah's Witness.
Somebody told us.
I don't remember especially.
But if we encounter...
Jehovah's Witness knocked on your door and invited him in. Discussion?
I don't remember.
But if we encounter, because every Sunday they knock on our doors and sometimes violently, and
violently?
Yeah. They stick the fingers through the post hole and everything. They have some good tips.
They're persistent, huh?
Yeah.
Sell them a book. That'll drive them away.
The book sale.
Sell them a set. Mm. Yeah. We have all these books we'd like you to take. Very important. So glad you've come. And give them prasanna. Something else. We can learn something. They're persistent. They're all working people, family people, but they take some time. Saturday, Sunday. They dress nicely and they go from door to door to distribute their third class literature. They're very serious about it. No one pays them. They don't get a percentage. They think that this is to benefit people, we have to give them this message. And they distribute millions of books. So if we do, we can learn something from them also. How persistently they're making the attempt, even if so many people are saying, no, not interested, no, I'm a Jew, no, I already have a church, no, this, that. Still they go. Therefore they're a little known. Everybody knows Jehovah's Witness. Some little something about their philosophy. So many people have books even. So, and their literature is third class. At best. So we have such first class literature. Their literature, you know, shows how the day of whatever it is comes. And you go back to heaven. The souls, I guess, they rise from the dead. They go back to heaven, and there they are in their nice little cottages with white picket fences. And the wife is there, and the husband is there, and the little dog is there. Woof, woof. Yeah, so they have suburbia in heaven for eternity. You know, their knowledge is not very advanced. Something they know to look toward God. I mean, something is there. But not so much. And we have so much information. Probably say we're giving God's name, address, telephone number, everything. So if we go door to door distributing these books, people will get so much knowledge. A couple of weeks back, I was in California with my godbrother Vaisheshi Kapoor, Silicon Valley. And they have a nice temple there, and so many devotees. They all go out on the weekend. They're working people, engineers. Some of them are Indian, some of them are Western. And they go out door to door. And little kids are tagging along and knocking on the doors and distributing books. And in each door, there's a story, you know, of some miserable person, some foolish person. One door, the guy was disability. He's living in this little crummy apartment with this cats and sitting behind a computer and with books. He's, you know, he's going to write a novel or something, but you can see he's a miserable, suffering person. So, please take a book. Some other place, there's some... anyway, so many different stories. How they're enjoying or how they're suffering. But all, how they're forgetting Krishna. And so many people will say no. So many people will say yes also. Please take a book. And they're a little expert how to distribute the books. And giving very liberally. Here, take the book, just give something. Whatever you like, give something. No, we don't sell them. Just take the book, give us something. It's good. You get something called Sukriti. If you give something, you get Sukriti. It comes back. It helps you understand the book better. Mm. And people, you know, they get the idea and they give something. $1, $2, $10. Just give a few pennies. And people usually give more than a few pennies. This is the greatest charity, give these books. And then they give prasadam also. Take the book, take prasadam. Give them a card with a mantra. Here, I'll teach you the mantra. So many people are getting benefit. Something else?
I'm thinking about, you have been very close to Prabhupada, maybe, and it would be very interesting to hear a little about your time with him, and maybe how you started your own awakening to Krishna consciousness.
Would you like a chair, Mataji? There's a chair here. And she's retreated.
Yeah, but
that's our. Oh, okay. Just bring your own chair. And everyone can move in a little, make a little more space. Good place to put your chair. Prabhupada was pushing, distribute these books. In his last days, these scores are giving me life. Seeing the scores, how many books are being distributed. I'm always asking, where is book? Getting books produced, getting books distributed. Very keen to publish books. Every morning getting up so early, writing, dictating. Books. From the books, everything will come, Prabhupada said. Devotees will come, money will come. Everything. Our own purification will come. Books. uplifting for the person who gets the book, uplifting for the person who distributes the book. A few books, many books, whatever you can do. And read them also. Prabhupada said they're not simply for distribution, they're for reading. Not that you distribute a book and someone says, well, what is this book about? I don't know, I just distribute them, I don't read them.
from a discussion today, I came to know that Lord Balaram is an incarnation of Lord Krishna.
Hmm.
And after him it's Lord Vishnu, or is there somebody else?
Sankarshan. Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradumna, Niruddha. Then there's again, second Sankarshan, Narayan, second Sankarshan, second Chaturvyuha. Gradually it comes down to the Purusha avatars, and through the Purusha avatars, the other avatars come.
But why Lord Vishnu has got so much importance other than the incarnations between, or the expansions between him and Lord Balaram, why he's like most concentrated there?
No problem.
Like the other expansions of Lord Krishna between Lord Balaram and Lord Vishnu, it's Lord Vishnu has got the most importance.
Vishnu is the general category. Lord Balaram is also Vishnu. Krishna is the original Vishnu. Vasudev, Sankarshan, they're all Vishnu. But then comes to the Purushavatars, Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshay Vishnu, Kshiradakshay Vishnu.
What is Purushavatar?
Purushavatars are the Vishnu expansions who are responsible for creation of the material world. In the beginning of creation, Krishna expands himself as the Mahavishnu. He's lying in the causal ocean. Yakara narana bhajale bhajati isma yoga nidra. And from his pores, little bubbles are coming. Those become the universes. His Mahavishnu is so great that the little pores from his, the little bubbles from his body become the universes. And in each bubble, each universe as it expands, Mahavishnu expands himself again as the Garbhadakshay Vishnu. Garbhadakshay Vishnu, he lies down on the Garbha ocean, on the Sheshanag, and from his lotus comes, from his navel comes the lotus, which is the birthplace of Brahma. You've seen a picture. So he's the Garbhadakshay Vishnu. He's the Vishnu for the particular universe. Each universe, one Garbhadakshay Vishnu is there. Then Kshiradakshay Vishnu, Paramatma in everyone's heart. So these three Vishnus are there for the material creation. We're in the material creation, so they're very important. Otherwise, in the spiritual world, these other Vasudev, Sankarshan, Padmanani, they're in the spiritual world. You hardly have information of the spiritual world. These forms are there. Is that okay?
This food for life is considered charity under transcendental charity, or do you categorize it as a humanitarian project or something?
Prabhupada didn't ask us to go to the poor areas and distribute food.
Natural disaster places.
He told us not to go to the disaster places. Do not go to the poor areas and do not go to the disaster place. That was his instruction.
That's It's a big eye-opening kind of lecture.
How about that?
So, but like now, in, especially in India, the, all over the world actually, the focus is going like this, only what is engaging in free distribution of food.
I can just tell you that Prabhupada said not to do it. Do not go to the poor areas, and do not go to the disaster place. Told Giriraj Maharaj to he said they should distribute at our temples. Prabhupada was very much in favor of prasadam distribution at our temples. That's what he wanted. There should be profuse, just as you come to the temple, there should be darshan, there should be kirtan, there should be pravachan, lecture, there should be books, there should be prasad. Overflowing. No limit. Come and you get prasad. That he wanted. Therefore, he built that prasadam pavilion in Mayapur. Profuse distribution. That Prabhupada started. He wanted very much that there should be liberal distribution of prasadam at Mayapur. Similarly, in Bombay, he encouraged Giriraj Maharaj, the temple president, to distribute prasadam. Then there was some exchange. We going to the poor places? No, do not go to the poor places. Then it will be karmakandiya.
Even if it is prasadam.
Yeah, that's what he was talking about, was prasadam.
Yeah.
It will become karmakandiya. You know, we're making this a better world. Even I've seen advertisements, you know, that ISKCON is helping solve the problem of hunger. We're not solving the problem of hunger. The problem of hunger is permanent. You're not going to solve that problem. We're solving the hunger problem. We get people out of the material world. You go back to Godhead, there's no hunger. But in the material world, the hunger problem will always be there. And it's not our business. There are so many charitable organizations. Red Cross, Sisters of Charity, how many charitable organizations are there? And they haven't wiped out poverty or solved the hunger problem. But anyway, it's their business. They're philanthropic organizations. So they're doing this work. They're not doing our business. They're not distributing books of spiritual knowledge. They're not spreading the holy name of Krishna. They're not spreading Krishna consciousness. So they're not doing our business. Why should we do their business? If we become dedicated to doing their business, who's going to do our business? Our business is to spread Krishna consciousness. If we become diverted to charitable work, philanthropic work, opening hospitals, opening dental clinics, feeding the poor, providing homeless shelters, then what happens to the work of saving the people from conditioned life? The philanthropists, they're karmakandis. They're trying to get credit and make this a better world by uplifting people to a better material situation. You're in the poor fellow, you're in the third class prison cell, let us get you to the first class prison cell. That's not our business.
But the argument is given that, yes, if you distribute food, then the goodwill comes and people are...
That's the next thing that will come, goodwill. In America, there's a charity called Goodwill. And they distribute, you know, they come and, you know, you donate your old furniture and they give it out. So that's what will happen. First you give food, then you give furniture, and then you become a mundane charity.
And the people.
And then everybody says, they finally got it. They used to go around and pester people with their mantras and their books. Now they've become a useful addition to society. They're helping the poor. When we need somebody to cart away our garbage, they come and cart away our garbage. But you have lost your purpose. I remember there's an organization, probably you've heard of them, Salvation Army.
Mm-hmm.
And they started actually very, I don't know that much about them, but they, you know, they're for saving the souls from conditioned life. But someplace along the way, they became very much involved in feeding the poor and especially, you know, taking your old stuff and distributing your old stuff to the poor or selling it and doing something for the poor. So that's all I knew about them when I was growing up, is that they, when you're ready to give out, to get rid of your garbage, you call the Salvation Army. Mm. I thought salvation had something to do with salvage. So that's what it will come to, that people will think, yes, they're very good people. They're helping the poor, they're making this a better world, they're opening hospitals. And then you're lost. Then you've become mundane. Then you've lost it. So do not go to the poor areas. Do not go to the disaster areas. That was Prabhupada's instruction. Distribute books, and distribute prasadam at our temples. In Baroda, there's a program, Vasu Ghosh Prabhu, my godmother. Every day they make a big, big pot of khichdi, and life members contribute, other donors contribute. Everyone can come to the temple. They have a big lawn there. Everybody comes in the evening. It's very nice. People come. They get darshan. They take prasadam. Doesn't matter, rich or poor. They're all getting prasadam. Prabhupada said, we do not discriminate, rich or poor. The poor man, the rich man is also poor. Everyone can come. Take prasadam, see the deity. That's our program. Not feeding hungry school kids, making sure the school kids can complete their education. The hell with their education, we don't care about it. It's not our job to make sure that they get a good education so they can become good karmis and make a decent living and waste their life. That's not our mission.
They get prasadam, so they'll...
Come to our temple and get prasadam. And it becomes a business only. The people will give us money. People will give us money. And we'll spend 10 cents for prasadam and 80 cents we'll invest in real estate or something. No? Yes?
Some people would not come to the temple. So.
Some people won't come no matter what. Most people won't come. You make it your mission just to feed people and give out blankets and go to disaster areas and everybody will say you're great, but they won't come to your temple.
Prabhupada did this, he said, to establish Govinda's restaurants. And
that you do. That, because his purpose was to distribute Krishna consciousness. It wasn't because people are hungry. Prabhupada had the focus that somehow how to reach people. All right, start a restaurant, have kirtan in the restaurant, and have books, you know, let people read something. It was to attract people to Krishna. It wasn't simply because there aren't enough restaurants in the world.
I understand what you're saying, that we should try to keep this movement pure in terms of preaching through books and kirtan. But for example, now so many devotees are congregational devotees. And just from my personal example, I know how difficult it can be to go and work in a job when you want to spend all your time in Krishna consciousness. So my question is here in terms of Varnashrama Dharma. If we can establish it means devotees will have jobs, then isn't it better to work in a Krishna conscious hospital?
Yeah, Krishna conscious hospital, Krishna conscious car repair shop, Krishna conscious anything, Krishna conscious office. I mean, it's not that if you're working in a hospital and you're Krishna conscious, that's really very great. Because something. If you're working in a car repair shop, a shop that repairs cars, that's as good as working in the hospital. It's not that the hospital is, you know, there you're really helping people. More so, everybody has a car problem. So if you're fixing people's cars, you're doing a great service for humanity. And when people come to your car body shop, you give them a card, mantra card, you give them a book, you preach, you work with other devotees. So it's not that the hospital is a, you know, an elevated thing.
That is one job.
It's one job, any job.
Yes.
Devotees working together, that's very nice. And if you have a job, you have a business, then use it for preaching. If it's a hospital, if it's a car repair shop, if it's a laundry.
Say if you're a social worker.
if you're a social worker,
when you go into these areas,
wherever you are, whatever you are. But it's not just that the social worker, now that's really helping people. You know, we think, now I'm really helping people. I used to give out books, but now I'm really doing something for people, you know. No. If you're a social worker, okay, in your work, tell your, you know, your colleagues are just as screwed up as your clients. They're just as much in need as the clients are. The colleagues are, you know, an illusion. They're thinking, we're helping these poor people. And they don't realize that they're the poor people, just as much. You know, clients are going to die, they're going to die also. Clients are thinking, I'm this body. Your colleagues are also thinking, I'm this body. They're as much an illusion.
That's so.
Therefore, we don't discriminate, rich person, poor person.
Yeah. That means it depends on the mindset and mentality. And the
mindset is, there. Let me enjoy this.
You can preach in any field, anywhere,
yeah.
Any field. It's not, but to remember that the main purpose is to give Krishna consciousness, not to do it.
Yeah. So my job is not...
Then it's not wrong to do it. I mean...
Yeah, any job. Any job.
If you can direct your
job. If you have a supermarket, if you have a financial consultancy, if you're a lawyer, if you're a doctor, if you're an Indian chief, you know, whatever it is. Whatever your occupation. So in your occupation, chant Hare Krishna and tell everyone else about Krishna. Give prasadam, give books, give spiritual knowledge. So whatever your job, make your work with devotees, that's nice. Tell others about Krishna. Our Harivamsa Prabhu in London. He's an optometrist. So he has a shop, Krishna Vision. Krishna Vision.
What is
his job? Optometrist. He gives,
okay.
Gives glasses. So whatever your occupation, use it for Krishna. It's an opportunity for spreading Krishna consciousness. That's nice. But not that this is the real work. Now, what people really need is eyeglasses. No, what people need is Krishna consciousness. And I have a job, I have a profession, that's all right.
Can you give some advice if you work, for example, in the supermarket as a cashier or in different departments, but the supermarket, they sell also illicit stuff like meat and stuff.
Well, Krishna says every job has some flaw.
Mm-hmm.
One has to tolerate that. Everything is polluted one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you can, therefore, probably want to organize farm communities. There, everything can be more or less as straight as far as possible.
Mm-hmm.
In the cities, everything is screwed up. That's best. Otherwise, if you're in the city, take whatever job you can get. It's not terrible. And we have to put up with some. If you can get some job where you don't have to deal with nasty things, that's nice. But practically every job is nasty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're a lawyer, you're defending a batch of crooks. Even if you're a doctor, you know, you put some people, you know, they're all messed up, and you put them back together again, so now they're fit and they can go back to their sinful activities.
Hmm? But is necessary some extra donation to clear out the sins or whatever?
Everyone. The householders are advised to give 50%. Get 50%, you don't have to give extra.
Is it not 10% per wages? If you have some wages, you give.
That's if you're a Mormon. You're looking for a religion where it's 10%. The Mormons are down the block. Prabhupada said 50%.
50%. That's good.
The higher the percentage, the more you're relieved of your burden. One devotee said, what if you can't give 50%? Probably give what you can. Practical.
But it's better to buy books then and sell it for a smaller amount.
Yeah, subsidize books. Yeah. Books are the greatest charity. Mm-hmm. Give for books, give for temples. Give for spreading Krishna consciousness. Books are fantastic. Distribute some yourself. Or give to others to distribute. Do both. First class. To give knowledge is first class charity. People are suffering because of lack of knowledge. And even they say that in the mundane charities, you know, they're give a man bread, you know, he's hungry tomorrow, but if you teach him how to bake bread, then the knowledge is more valuable than just giving the thing. And we're giving the topmost knowledge. How to get out of material existence. We're happy to be in this life, how to be happy in this life, and how to go back to God. Mm-hmm.
Is cow protection also
come
the same as food for life, some goshalas and
I don't know what category to put food for life in, but taking care of cows, that's also our business. Keeping cows. Kushigo Rakshavani Jam. Vashakarma Shabani. Brahmanya Devaya, cows and Brahmins and devotees. Something else? But not that simply caring for cows becomes a substitute for spreading Krishna consciousness. Someone, there may be their chosen focus, but we shouldn't simply take care of cows and forget about preaching.
Cleaning holy places, preserving Ganges.
Yeah, our temples are holy places, first of all. Before we start preserving all the holy places, preserve our temple in Stockholm. Hmm.
Nowadays also one hears when one tries to distribute books. Hmm? They say they will read it on the internet. How can one deal with that?
Excuse me?
When one tries to distribute books, nowadays one hears the argument that they will read that on internet.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
Evil.
We encourage them. Read it on the internet and take this book and give it to a friend. It's usually an excuse, like hell they're going to read it on the internet. Reading becomes very tedious on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
You can read, you know, a few paragraphs, get an idea what it's about, but nobody really wants to sit and read 1,000 pages on the internet. It's a bluff. Here, we'll save you the trouble. It's so bad, it's so hard on your eyes reading on the internet. Just take the book. Or, you're already reading on the internet. Wow, that's great. Take a book too. You're a special person. We don't meet that many people who are actually reading the books on the internet. That is fantastic. You're the right person. Everything is a reason why they should get a book. Well, I can read it on the internet. Wow, you're actually going to think, great. You know, everything's a reason why they should get a book. Yes. Anything else? Yes.
Yeah, you said that a person gives charity, but if the charity is not used properly, then the person who gives charity, he also gets implicated in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the, if a person tries
Prabhupada gave the example, that boy gave the food to his brother and caught hell from his parents.
A person tries to give charity in the mode of goodness, thinking that the person will use it for.
Therefore, you have to know what
but
is.
Somehow it ends up that doesn't. So that person will also get implicated like that, or.
Hmm. If he doesn't know what he's doing. Of course, he's trying. You know, you give to some person for, and then he misuses it, gives to the other thing. Therefore, the person who gives charity should give carefully. If you're giving, and you give with discrimination, is this the right person? Is this the right place? Is this the right time?
It's very difficult to know, really. Actually.
Therefore, you should be on firm ground. Not give to, you know, fly by night, flim flam. You should know from Shastra what is charity. To whom should I give charity? What is actually charity? And those who are taking charity should be very careful that people's contributions should not be misused. It's a great responsibility. Someone's giving me charity. If I spend for my sense gratification, then that's very sinful. Someone's giving me for Krishna's service, I'm using it for my sense enjoyment. Very bad. Then one should not do that.
But the argument can be given that the person is given just out of duty.
Yeah, people are giving out of duty. Therefore, our duty is that to see that it's used every farthing for Krishna's service. Not a penny for sense gratification.
Mm-hmm. I heard some saying that if somebody asks you for something, money or prasadam, we should give because otherwise we could become hard-hearted.
That's there. The householders, especially if they start thinking, no, we're, you know, then you become hard-hearted. Best thing is keep some, like Bombay when they're driving, they always keep in the glove compartment little prasadam. And the kids come and, you know, they're begging for something. And the devotees give them a little, you know, ladu, little something. They're happy. They're happy. They see you, oh, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You know, give a little prasad, tell them to chant Hare Krishna. You always keep some prasad, that's nice. Not that we make it our business to go to those street corners, find the kids, give out 100 million ladus, that's not our... But you're always prepared to give something, that's nice. Especially prasadam, books. Books also. Keep some books with you. Whenever you meet someone here, take a book. Today the repairman came to fix my computer. He got prasadam, he got a book. He gave a contribution. Yeah. Well, why did he come?
Get a book.
Yeah. So you're Krishna's representative. If you always keep some books with you, you know, just something, something, then you're always prepared. Otherwise, you meet some nice person, and they ask you something, oh, I wish I had a book that I could give you. Mm-hmm. But if you have a book, you're, you know, otherwise you're in the war and you have no ammunition. So always keep some books with you. When you meet a nice person, give a book, give a card, give a book, give prasadam, give everything. Walking mercy. Give all the criminals books.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. They're all criminals.
I don't want to come with any counter-argument, but if you argue with the person on the street, I'm reading on the internet this and that, and in the end he takes the book, 90% the chances that maybe it will end up in the first garbage can. Or
no. You have to know the art. How to? It's not that we're just shoving books down people's throats. Again, my godbrother's Vaisheshika is Prabhu, so expert that people take it and they feel happy.
Mm.
And maybe they weren't going to take it, but they take it. At the end, they're happy they took it. And he also knows, like, somebody's really not going to take it. Just give them, you know, leave them with a few sweet words. Because you're not going to, like, somebody opens the door. No, I'm Christian. No, no, I'm Christian. You know, and really, like, I am Christian and I'm not going to take your book. Great, you know, pray, God bless you and have a good day.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You don't have to, you know, you rotten Christian, you know, you all this stuff. Praise the Lord, God bless you, have a good day. You know, no need to get into a fight with the person. Person thinks, well, he wasn't such a bad guy after all. And you go on to the next person. And maybe the next person's not, you know, no. The person may be interested or at least open. So it's very instructive to see, you know, he judges, you know, somebody's really adamantly, oh, it's okay, have a good day, you know. And then go on to the next person, distribute a book.
If somebody gets Jesus' full mercy, if one gets the full mercy of Lord Jesus, does that mean that he becomes
a devotee of Krishna?
He'll start to chant Hare Krishna.
Yeah, that's really mercy. Well, we see that. So many people, they grow up Christian, they're by, you know, pious background, and they go on. Bahunam janma namante ganavan mam prapadvita. Jesus is teaching, love my father. Krishna is teaching, love me.
I've heard that in India, or within Vaishnavism, there are two different, how should I say, models. One according to the baby monkey theory, that we must actively hold on, and the other is the kitten theory. Which would you say Krishna consciousness belongs to?
This is a historical development among the followers of Ramanujacharya. Some argue that the monkey is hanging on to the mother. So we have to be like that, hang on to Krishna. And someone's saying it's like the kitten. The kitten is simply
surrendering
the mother's care. I would say don't fight over it. That's an example how you could, no, cat, no, monkey, no, cat, no, monkey. It's not worth it. Surrender to Krishna. Get Krishna's mercy, depend on Krishna, hold on to Krishna, everything.
Which book is the most important to distribute? It's Bhagavad Gita.
The book that you have in your hand. If you can't decide which book is the most important, then better to distribute a set. Prabhupada wanted that whole sets we should distribute.
Sets.
Yes?
All right, what's your opinion on Grihastha couple trying to maintain the ashram through book distribution?
Great, if you can do it, Prabhupada, appreciate it. If you can maintain your livelihood that way, very good. First class. It's another occupation,
doesn't
bookseller.
Vaisheshika, doesn't he do that? Does he still do that?
No, he's got a little business.
Okay.
Got a little business that maintains, he does okay, and distributes books.
Yeah.
And Maharaj, what do you think about this state sankirtan and prasadam distribution? Prasadam distribution on the street.
What about it?
Is that okay? Or is that like going to
distributing prasadam on the street.
Yes.
Selling.
Yes, selling.
Yeah, Prabhupada liked it. He had some like little carts, food carts in New York City.
Mm.
Prabhupada appreciated. Very good program. Mm. Distribute prasadam. Low overhead. Doesn't cost you very much to have a little cart.
Mm-hmm.
And you can distribute a lot of prasad. Easy. I have a friend, one guy, he got a concession from the, what do they call it? Like a license from the city of New York to have one of those food carts, you know, those little metal wagons, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Set up, he was intelligent. He set up in the New York Financial District, across the street from. One point it was done in Bradstreet or Standard and Poor's, you know, right in the center of the Financial District. He had his cart. He had smoothies and veggie burgers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
He had these funky homemade signs that gave some Krishna conscious message. He had a little tape recorder with kirtan, and. The noontime he had, you know, the guys in pinstripe suits, 30 deep, standing in line to get prasadam.
Mm-hmm.
Even the newspapers wrote him up, you know, healthy and
mm-hmm.
you know, da 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 da. And he was a simple guy, you know, he was one of those people who, kind of perennial bhakta, you know, couldn't quite live in the temple, but couldn't forget Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
So every day he was going out there dressed in, like, battle fatigues,
mm-hmm.
and, distributing prasadam and Krishna consciousness. Very nice. Then he moved from where he was, from in front of there he moved to in front of the World Trade Center. So happened to be there when the buildings crashed. And survived. So it's very good. Program you can just distribute prasadam. Prabhupada asked me, you wanted a Prabhupada story, I'll tell you a Prabhupada story. Okay. I was in Vrindavan, this is Prabhupada's last days. Prabhupada said, has anyone come from New York? And I was at that time living in Los Angeles because the BBT was there. But I'd come through New York, so I was the closest thing. So I said, well, Prabhupada, I come through New York. So what is the report? I said, the book distribution is going on very nicely, Srila Prabhupada. They're distributing so many books. Because I figured, you know, Prabhupada's going to want to hear about the book distribution. Prabhupada said, and I said, and the deities look beautiful, Srila Prabhupada. They're worshipping the deities very nicely. Then, what else did I say? Classes are going on very nicely. And the restaurant is very nice. Prabhupada said, what are they distributing? So I told, you know, what they were distributing. Prabhupada said, how do they like it? I said, well, they like it in line, but and how much are they paying? Like that, you know, all the details. And then I said, and they have these prasadam carts. And again, probably, you know, what are they distributing? And how many people, and how do the customers like it? And, you know, all of that. So Prabhupada was very positive about that. They're getting nice prasadam. Prabhupada at that time, he wasn't eating. If he was taking some juice, that was a lot. But he was keen to see that people were taking prasadam. And that restaurant meant at the temple itself, they had a restaurant. All devotees, you know, so people were coming to the temple, they were getting prasadam, they were paying also. They liked it, probably. Very appreciative. So yeah, it's good. Approved.
it's very beautiful also that he take concern in all levels and all small and big things like that.
Yeah, he wasn't thinking about his own enjoyment, his pleasure or pain.
Mm.
Thinking about the welfare of others.
Mm.
Universities these days are dominantly filled with scientific deterministic ideas.
Hmm. You just reminded me of something, though. You know, you want to feed people because it's good publicity. Feed a journalism student.
Mm-hmm.
Now, instead of feeding the bums, feed a journalism student. We have programs for feeding students at the University of Florida, thousands of people every day. It's the program has been going on for like 30 years or something like that. A huge program. Students come every day and they're taking prasadam, lining up. Kirtan is going on. They come to the temple also, become devotees also. And not that we have to find out the most, you know, the emergency places. These are also hard luck cases. They're so unfortunate they're going to the university. But they're fortunate they're going to the university where we're distributing prasadam. Yeah, just scientific, deterministic, reductionistic.
Ideas, so any insights on how to outreach in our outreach in Krishna? I'm from Wellington, New Zealand, so... So sometimes it's quite difficult to get university students to appreciate the...
Give them good arguments. We're coming out with another book, BBT, Rethinking Darwin. That will be an interesting book about reductionistic, deterministic, and so on. We have our other scientific literature, Satipuda, Michael Cremo, Drew Karma. Take advantage of that. Use your own intelligence also. Simple. That. How do you explain that without intelligence you get sophisticated design? It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Where do we see that life comes from matter? I'll give you, tell me what matter to give you, and you show me the life. Science means demonstration. Give me your list of ingredients, I'll give them to you, and you create life.
My question was more, you know, discussion today that you had about karma and how, you know, our real work is to show people that whatever that they're doing, karma is going to kick in, so unless they reconnect with Krishna, that's the real.
Well, first they have to understand the difference between matter and spirit. They have to understand they're not this body. That's sort of ABC. It's actually the same as everyone. Take the books, chant Hare Krishna, take prasadam, and if they're intelligent, intellectual, or they think they are, then give them arguments. Logic.
So, you know, regarding that question, when people ask us, what is it that you're doing for the world?
We're spreading knowledge. The world is, we don't know who we are. I'm thinking, I don't know whether I'm this body or I'm something else. If I don't know who I am, how do I know what's good for me? Or if I'm thinking that I'm something that I'm thinking that I'm something not, is responsible for so many of the problems of the world. Every problem. People are fighting over things that aren't theirs. Ignorance is the cause of suffering. I'm drinking polluted water in ignorance, therefore I'm suffering. Ignorance is the cause of suffering. So we're trying to counteract ignorance, yes.
We aren't the body, it belongs to the material energy, which belongs to Krishna.
Mm.
So, some use this karma as an excuse not to care. It seems like it's their karma. We're not responsible. But still, it's
all right. You're not responsible, but be responsible for yourself. First, save yourself. That's all right. You don't have to save the world. First, save yourself. We don't mind. You don't have to save, who are you to save the world anyway? You're saving the world. Like hell, you're saving the world. You can't even save yourself. First, understand your problem. Physician, heal thyself. Then.
But shouldn't we also care for that part? I mean.
But first, you don't know what care is. Oh, the poor baby, da 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 da. And the baby has a boil and you're blowing on it. That was Prabhupada's example. That you're curing a boil by blowing on it. That doesn't cure the boil. Kiss it and make it better. We're realistic. First understand your problem, then solve your problem. What do they say? You travel by air, right? First put on your own mask and then help the person next to you. Right? First put on your own oxygen mask, then help the person. Because if you don't put on your own oxygen mask, you're going to die before you get to put it on the baby. So first get yourself, on the shore, then save the guy next to you. But if you can't even save yourself, you don't even know what your own problem is.
But are we ever on the shore?
Krishna consciousness works. You become Krishna conscious. You know that you're not this body. You know that you're a servant of Krishna. Then you go to the next guy and help him out. Sure. It's not that we're bewildered forever. No. And then you get more. Then helping the next person, you get more enlightenment. We're not simply self-centered. As long as I'm saved, the hell with everyone else. That's not a devotee. Patitanam pavanebhyo. Merciful to others. But charity begins at home. First, recognize your own problem. Solve that. Yes.
That I'm doing this for my purification, not so much also of course being merciful, but not so much thinking I'm helping these people and thinking to.
Well, if you do it thinking this is for my own purification, you'll become purified and then you'll think about them.
But should one think I'm doing it for them?
First thing is to do it. The first thing is to do it. Get such in a loop thinking about whether it's for me or it's for them, I say, well, I might as well forget it. The first thing is to do it. Then if I'm thinking it's for me, that's all right. And if I'm more advanced, I'm thinking it's for them and for me. It's all around good. It's not only for them, it's for me also. And it's not only for me, it's for them also. When the machine part is doing its job in the machine, that's good for the machine part. And it's good for the purpose of the machine.
And thank you for Krishna.
Thank
you for Krishna, then there's no duality.
Yeah, it's not like is it A or is it B? It's every purpose is accomplished. You distribute the book, you'll be purified, they'll be purified. Even the people watching will be purified.
Why the people watching? Why they get purified?
Just because they're watching devotional activity.
Ah, yes.
They're thinking about the devotee they're seeing. And they're also becoming purified because they're standing there. So after I've sold him the book, I turn to you and say, hey. Why just watch? You can take part also.
Yeah.
Even we've seen sometimes that people, just by watching, they develop appreciation. You see, these people are coming out, you know, day after day. And when it's cold, they come out. When it's rainy, they come out. And they're so, you know, dedicated. So by watching, they become purified. They start to become appreciative. Just by watching. Shall we stop here?
Yesterday we were reading about different kinds of austerities, and somebody mentioned that the main austerity in Hare Krishna movement is to chant and dance and eat prasadam.
Mm.
But it seems that one, is it correct to understand like that, that one will not be able to actually continue in chanting, dancing and taking prasadam if one does not follow these austerities which Krishna mentions in Bhagavad Gita, this mode of goodness austerities?
If you're chanting Hare Krishna, then all your austerities are included. Doesn't mean that we don't like socham to be clean. I'm chanting Hare Krishna, I don't need to take a bath. We'll do the other, but if you're chanting Hare Krishna, you're serving Krishna, everything will be included. Naturally, you'll do all the other things. You don't have to separately. It will naturally come. Devotee is naturally austere. You're chanting Hare Krishna, he's dancing. Naturally, he loses interest in sense gratification. He doesn't separately say, well, what do I have to do? He becomes too busy for sense gratification. He's having too good a time. Okay? Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Jai.